天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小黄。那我们现在正在进行的系列是关于尼西米的故事，那就是重建废墟，转忧为喜。那在上期节目中呢，麦克牧师提到作为一个领袖要有高贵的道德操守，那今天我们会来学习如何做一个好的领导模范。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，那就让我们预备心，打开圣经，一起跟着麦克牧师进入今天的天路导向吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are delighted that you tuned in and knowing that this program is a blessing to you.
很高兴你能收听这个节目，并且借着这节目使你蒙福。
I want to thank all of you who have written to us.
也很感谢每一位写信给我们的朋友。
And I hope that more of you would write and let us know how this program is helping you.
盼望有更多朋友写信来，告诉我们这节目如何的帮助你。
I want to begin by telling you a story that comes from a very ancient culture.
首先我要讲一个故事，这故事发生在一个古老的文化中。
At a certain age, young males had to go alone into the wilderness.
每个男孩到了某个年龄，必须独自到荒野去。
They had to go to a place of complete solitude.
他必须单独到渺无人烟的地方。
Each had only to rely on his wit, a knife, and a blanket to survive.
单单靠着自己的机智，一把刀和一条毛毯求生。
It was a rite of passage into manhood.
这是男孩子进入成年的必经之路。
One such youth hiked into a beautiful valley.
有一个青年来到一个美丽的山谷。
This valley was green with trees and lush with beautiful flowers.
谷中满是青翠的树木和美丽的花朵。
There he fasted.
他在那里禁食。
But on the third day, as he looked up at the surrounding mountains,
到了第三天，他看见四周围的高山。
He noticed one tall, rugged peak capped with dazzling snow.
他注意到雄伟的高山峰顶覆盖着白雪。
He said to himself, I am going to test myself against that mountain.
他对自己说，我要接受高山的考验。
So he threw his blanket over his shoulder and set off to climb the peak.
于是他披上毛毯开始爬山。
When he reached the top, he stood on the rim of the world.
当他爬上了山顶，他站在世界的巅峰。
He could see forever, and his heart swelled with pride.
他似乎看见了永恒，心中充满骄傲。
I have made it, he said.
他说，我做到了。
Then he heard the rustling at his feet.
然后他听见脚边有声音。
And when he looked down, he saw a snake.
他往下看，见到一条蛇。
And the snake said to him,
蛇对他说，
I am about to die.
我快要死了。
It is too cold for me here, and I'm freezing.
这里太冷，我就要冻死了。
There is no food, and I'm starving.
没有吃的，我快饿死了。
Put me under your shirt. Take me down to the valley.
请你把我放在你衬衫里，带我下山去。
No, said the young man.
青年回答说，不。
I am forewarned about you.
早有人警告过我。
I know your kind.
我知道你非善类。
You are poisonous.
你有毒。
If I pick you up, you will bite, and your bite will kill me.
我若捡起你来，你就会咬我，让我中毒而死。
Not so, said the snake.
蛇说，不会的。
I will treat you differently.
我不会这样对待你。
If you do this for me, you will be special. I will not harm you.
如果你肯帮我，你是特殊的，我不会伤害你。
After resisting for a while,
青年拒绝了一会儿。
The youth found his snake to be very persuasive.
蛇很有说服力。
So he tucked the snake under his shirt and carried it down to the valley.
于是他把蛇放在衬衣里，带他下到山谷。
Then he laid it gently on the grass.
又把蛇放在草地上。
But suddenly the snake coiled and leaped, biting him on the leg.
突然蛇盘立起来，在青年腿上咬了一口。
But you promised, cried the youth as he lay dying.
青年临死前喊着说，你答应过不咬我的。
But the snake said to him as it slithered away.
但蛇一边爬走一边说，
You knew what I was when you picked me up.
你捡起我时就知道我是条蛇。
My friends, Nehemiah's dealing with enemy is quite a contrast to this story of this young man.
亲爱的朋友，尼希米对付敌人的办法和故事中的青年大不相同。
Nehemiah's model of leadership makes us stop and take notice.
尼希米的领导模范值得我们留心。
Whether you are an important person or young or just starting your career,
不论你已身居要职或还年轻刚开始立业，
Nehemiah's leadership is relevant to you.
尼希米的领导都值得你效法。
If you are a parent or a teacher,
如果你身为父母或老师，
Nehemiah's leadership is relevant to you.
尼希米的领导都值得你效法。
And if any of you is joining this broadcast for the first time,
如果你今天是第一次收听我们的节目，
I want you to know that we are in the middle of a series of messages from the book of Nehemiah.
我们正在讲尼希米记里的信息。
But before we look at the sixth chapter of Nehemiah, I want to summarize the last few passages.
在继续讲尼希米记第六章前，让我们温习一下前几次所讲的重点。
Nehemiah was comfortable as cupbearer to the king of Persia.
尼希米原是波斯王的酒政，养尊处优。
He was a man who was born and grew up in exile.
他生长于犹太人被掳异邦的时期。
God favored him and gave him the king's ear.
神喜悦他，使国王信任他。
And Nehemiah heard the call of God.
尼希米听到神的呼召。
He saw the need and he became part of the solution.
他看见有需要就投身其中。
He relied on the power of God.
他依靠神的大能。
And Nehemiah said in effect,
他甚至说，
God, if you equip me and send me, I will go to Jerusalem.
神啊，你若装备我、差遣我，我就去耶路撒冷。
So with the king's blessings, he returned to Jerusalem and began to rebuild the wall of the city.
于是有了国王的恩准，他回到耶路撒冷，开始重建城墙。
He relied on the direction of God.
他依靠神的指引。
He said in effect,
他说，
God, if your face goes before me, I will go and reflect your glory.
神啊，只要你走在我前面，我就要彰显你的荣耀。
Thus Nehemiah returned and saw the awesome task ahead.
就这样，尼希米回去了，他看见前面是多么艰巨的工作。
But he kept his eyes on God's vision.
但他定睛仰望神。
And he challenged the people, saying, "Let's rise and build."
并鼓励百姓说，让我们一起来建造。
During the building program, Nehemiah experienced all kinds of opposition.
工程进行中，他遭遇各样的反对。
Some of his enemies were subtle, some were not very subtle.
有些敌人在明处，有些在暗处。
Attacks were launched upon him in order to destroy the building effort.
敌人开始攻击，企图摧毁他们的建设。
He faced ridicule, slander, intimidation, and manipulation.
他面对嘲笑、毁谤、恐吓、操纵和谋害。
He faced lies, treachery, and fraud.
他面对谎言、叛逆和欺诈。
He faced a financial crisis of great proportions.
他面对严峻的财政危机。
But by keeping his eyes focused on God, the building continued.
但他定睛在神身上，继续建造的工程。
And here in chapter 6, we find the work almost finished.
到了第六章，就快要完工了。
However, his enemies were not finished.
然而敌人不罢休。
His enemies finally decided that if they could not destroy the work,
他的仇敌下定决心，要是不能摧毁工程。
They would endeavor to destroy the worker.
他们就要摧毁工人。
Now, if you have a Bible, please turn to Nehemiah chapter 6, beginning at verse 1.
请翻开你的圣经，尼希米记第六章，从第一节开始。
Nehemiah 6:1.
尼希米记六章一节。参巴拉、多比亚、亚拉伯人基善和我们其余的仇敌听见我已修完了城墙，其中没有破裂之处，那时我还没有安门扇。
The first way his enemies tried to destroy him was by trying to entice Nehemiah to compromise.
首先仇敌为了要消灭他，就引诱尼希米跟他们妥协。
Now that the job wasn't quite finished yet,
工程虽还没有全部完成，
but the walls were up,
城墙已经竖立起来了，
but the gates have not yet been hung on the temple,
只是圣殿的门还没有安装。
Some of you listening may know all about these last minute problems in building projects.
有些朋友可能知道，建筑工程到了最后阶段，总有些问题产生。
The project was still vulnerable if they could discredit the leader.
如果领袖的名声扫地，就会拖垮整个工程。
Right at that point, Sambalat and Geshem sent Nehemiah a message.
就在这时候，参巴拉和基善送信给尼希米。
They sent 4 messages to be exact.
一共发出四个信息。
They said, let's get together.
他们说，让我们相会。
Let's negotiate.
让我们来交涉。
Let's discuss this.
让我们来商讨。
Come meet with us on the plains of Una.
让我们在阿挪平原见面。
Now the plains of Una, a beautiful valley, were located about 20 miles north of Jerusalem.
阿挪平原是一个美丽的山谷，大约在耶路撒冷以北20里外。
Now this was very enticing for a man who had been working hard with bricks and stones and mortar.
这对于一个在砖头灰泥中辛劳工作的人来说，具有很大的吸引力。
They kept at him.
他们不断地游说他。
Listen, Nehemiah, we haven't seen eye to eye in the past, but let's get together and go away for a few days and talk.
尼希米，过去我们一直没有机会坐下来面对面好好的谈谈，就休息几天，让我们见见面嘛。
Take a well-deserved vacation.
也该轮到你放假了。
Soften your hardness.
不要那么顽固。
Una was about halfway between Jerusalem and Samaria.
阿挪位于耶路撒冷和撒玛利亚的半路上。
So they were saying to him, let's meet halfway.
换句话说，他们提议，我们各让一步吧。
Come here and let's compromise. Come to Uno.
到阿诺来让我们互相妥协。
Nehemiah heard them say, come to Uno, and he said, oh no.
尼希米听说要到阿诺去，他断然拒绝说不。
My listening friends, I want to make this very clear.
亲爱的朋友，让我清清楚楚地告诉你。
There are times when the right kind of compromises can be a positive thing.
正确的妥协有时是必要的。
Compromise is necessary in all kinds of relationships.
在任何关系中都有必要妥协。
Compromise can be necessary in business negotiations and in working out contracts.
商业交易要达成协议，需要妥协。
Compromise is something necessary between colleagues and friends.
同事和朋友之间相处需要妥协。
There are many areas where compromise can be very helpful and important.
在某些方面，妥协是重要而有益的。
Marriage is a relationship where compromise is often necessary and valuable.
在婚姻关系中，妥协常常是必要而有价值的。
When the matter does not affect spiritual or biblical issues, compromise can be a positive thing.
如果不牵涉属灵和圣经的原则，妥协可以是正面的。
When the matter does not affect moral or ethical issues, compromise can be a positive thing.
如果不牵涉道德和伦理方面的事，妥协可以是正面的。
But my listening friends, what I'm going to tell you is very important.
然而，亲爱的朋友，现在我要告诉你一件很重要的事。
When it comes to the truth of the scripture,
当我们面对圣经的真理，
When it comes to biblical morality,
圣经的道德观，
When it comes to spiritual conviction,
属灵的信念，
There can be no compromise,
那就没有妥协的余地。
The Apostle Paul was very aware of the temptation for believers to compromise.
使徒保罗很清楚，基督徒都会遇到妥协的诱惑。
So he told the church in Corinth in 2 Corinthians 11:3.
在哥林多后书11章第3节里，他对哥林多教会的信徒说
：“Be careful about this distinction.
我只怕你们的心或偏于邪，失去那向基督所存纯一清洁的心。”
When you compromise moral, spiritual, and biblical principles,
当你在道德、属灵和圣经的原则上妥协时，
you are like the young man who put the snake in his pocket.
你就像那个把蛇放在口袋里的青年一样。
You are collaborating with the enemy.
你跟敌人勾结了。
In Nehemiah's case, compromise would have been deadly.
在尼希米的处境里，妥协足以致命。
Compromising with the enemy has ruined more believers than any other factor.
和敌人妥协比其他任何因素更能摧毁一个基督徒。
In Nehemiah's case, compromise would have led to the destruction of the wall.
对尼希米来说，妥协会摧毁城墙。
His enemies said to him, "Come down, Nehemiah. Let's discuss the matter."
他的敌人对他说，尼希米，来跟我们商量商量。
And Nehemiah said, "No."
尼希米说，不。
He said no once.
他一次说不。
He said no twice.
他两次说不。
And he said no three times.
他三次说不。
And he said no four times.
他四次说不。
Nehemiah said,
尼希米说，
I am doing a great work for God, I cannot come down.
我现在办理大功，不能下去。
Nehemiah was not suggesting that building the wall was a great work because he was doing it.
尼希米并不是说，因为是他负责的，所以建造城墙是伟大的工程。
No,
不是的。
Rebuilding the wall was great because God was doing it.
重建城墙是伟大的工程，因为是神的工作。
And Nehemiah was making himself available for God.
尼希米让神使用他。
When you are serving the Lord Jesus Christ, you are doing great work.
当你服侍耶稣基督时，你就是做大工。
When you are working where God has placed you,
当你在神所摆的位置上工作时，
whatever that work may be,
无论做什么，
you are serving the Lord.
你都在服侍神。
Nehemiah refused to be detoured into areas of his own and others' choosing.
尼希米拒绝随波逐流。
I will not come down, he said.
他说，我不下去。
As believers, we must refuse to get sidetracked from our great work that God called us to do.
身为基督徒，我们必须拒绝转移方向，离开神对我们的呼召。
Believers must stand by the word of God and do what God calls them to do.
基督徒必须遵行神的话，做神叫我们去做的事。
My listening friends, please listen carefully as I conclude.
亲爱的朋友，请你留心听，我就要结束今天的信息。
There are thousands of good things that we can be involved in.
有许多好事我们都可以去做。
But we must only do what God calls us to do.
但我们只能做神呼召我们去做的事。
Had Nehemiah gone to Uno?
如果尼希米去了阿挪平原，
The whole project would have been sabotaged.
整个重建的工程就会被破坏。
Four times Nehemiah said, I will not come down.
尼希米四次说，我不去。
I will not give in.
我不屈从。
I will not compromise.
我不妥协。
I will not capitulate.
我不投降。
My friend, I want you to tune in next time when we will see what other methods Nehemiah's enemy tried to use to destroy him.
亲爱的朋友，请下次继续收听我们的节目。我要告诉你，尼希米的敌人如何使用其他的方法来攻击他。
And until that time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你。下次节目时间再会。
是啊，作为一个领导者，尤其是属灵的领袖，一定要十分的谨慎和小心。就像尼希米那样，要有魄力，不向恶势力妥协，坚守自己的原则。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，也求神给我们满满的信心和智慧，知道如何处理困难和面对挑战。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们。我们下次再会。
稣，你名江河永留，群山复苏，你是百鸟欢唱，百花盛开，你赐生命绵延，命令
创造主。